Hey everyone, I'm Cheryl McColgan, founder of Feel Nourish Grow, and welcome to day 14 of your 30 Days Healthy Habits Challenge. We made it to day 14, that's the end of week two, and now it's time for the weekly reset. So every week we do a reflect and adjust. It's not a time to make any judgments about yourself or to be, you know, sad or unhappy with yourself for not doing a particular day or anything like that. You're not perfect. You don't need to be perfect. We just need to keep repeating the habits and not get stuck on, you know, this idea that we, you know, there's the streaks and stuff are fun. And I made this challenge to be manageable so that it's 5 to 15 minutes a day so that ideally you're getting those wins every single day. But if you do miss a day, it's totally okay. You're just jumping back in. So for the weekly reset, we're going to go back to the same thing that we did on day 7, and that is to list one win, one challenge, and one small adjustment for next week. Again, we're doing always the 10 minutes of movement every day. I hope you're enjoying that. I'd love to hear how it's feeling in your body, what you've been doing for movement, what's different for you with that. And then also going back to your focus areas. Ideally, every day when you are looking at the habit that we're doing, and I've tried to mention this a few times throughout the videos, but it's not always easy for me to remember to do it on every single one, but to keep the habit in the framework of your the three things that you identified at the beginning as your focus areas, trying to integrate that in some way that supports those focus areas. And if it just doesn't fit for you, maybe that's not one of the habits that you're going to keep going forward. But those focus areas, again, ideally, when you have these kind of focus areas in mind, and I like to take the focus areas and eventually, you know, make them into goals that are maybe a monthly goal or a 5-year goal or a 10-year goal, things that are much bigger goals. You have to take these small steps to get there. And so, but these focus areas, in I have this other thing that I wrote up a long time ago, and it was just about your daily or your goals and habits and kind of identifying what things are most important to you in your life. And so it was this program that I wrote about, and it's still on the website. I'll include the link in the show notes for you, but it's a goals and kind of identifying things in your life. Like, what are you about? What are your primary drivers? And what are some big goals in the future that you want to get to? You might have a 5-year goal, a 10-year goal, but these daily little habits that we're creating should all support your focus areas, your future goals, things that you're going to get to. And the example I always like to use is the marathon. You know, you're not going to go out and run 24 miles, 25 miles, 26.2 to be technically correct in a day, or like just do that tomorrow. You got to build up to it. You ideally, if you're going to run a marathon that's 4 months in the future, you're starting out by running a few, you know, maybe it's even minutes at a time if you've never run before. And maybe it's a 6-month buildup to this or a year buildup to this goal. But it's these little daily habits that get you there. So anyway, all that is to say to just take these into account. Every habit that you try in this challenge, notice what's speaking to you, and then see how you can apply that to your focus areas. So hopefully that all makes sense. And as always, if you have any questions or anything, you can always reach out. But sometimes these things want to have a little bit of ambiguity around it because everybody's got different goals in mind and different things that they're doing. And so it's nice to have a little bit of interpretation of it for yourself. But again, if you're struggling or having trouble or just have questions, always feel free to reach out. And if you're not doing this challenge yet, I encourage you to go ahead and sign up. It's healnourishgrow.com/habits. You can start anytime, no matter when you're finding this. It is never too late to start again or to just get started. Going back to your three things that you're doing, your one win, your one challenge, and your one small adjustment. If this week was messy and you had a lot of little bloops along the way, the win can be, I did not quit. So it can be as simple as that. Again, this is not meant to beat you up or to be something that you yet again failed at, like a New Year's resolution. It's nothing like that. This is all just bringing more awareness to your habits, giving you some things to try that will hopefully be useful in your real life after the challenge is over, and that you can keep going for months, weeks, years, however much it supports your goals and your personal well-being. So that is it for today. I will see you again tomorrow.
This has been the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast. Again, I'm Cheryl McColgan, founder of Heal Nourish Grow. You can find show notes for this episode at healnourishgrowpodcast.com. If you have feedback on today's episode or questions about the content, please email us at podcast@healnourishgrow.com. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to sign up for our email list at healnourishgrow.com and subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. Join us next time for more information that helps you live your best and healthiest life. Thanks for listening. Content on the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast does not constitute medical advice. Content contained in the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast is not intended as medical diagnosis or treatment. Neither the company nor its owner, Heal, Nourish, Grow, LLC, nor any of the company's employees, agents, or guest speakers provide medical advice. The content provided on Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Please consult your medical provider with any questions about what health practices are right for you.